Restoring a forgotten waterway to its historic abundance and health requires a motivating effort that transforms obstacles into success. Do you know anyone like that? Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Jack Sanchez is a retired English teacher and coach residing in the foothills of Northern California. After retiring, he visited his mother and, to his astonishment, saw a waterway that no longer was thriving as he remembered. Jack Sanchez has many missions in life. One of them is to return the Auburn Ravine Creek, located an hour east of Sacramento, California, to the health that he remembers as a child. He started a nonprofit group called Save Auburn Ravine Salmon and Steelhead. They wanted to return salmon and steelhead to the entire 33-mile length of the Auburn Ravine. In order to succeed with this large mission, Jack and his members looked into the historic progression of changes that impacted this waterway.
When the gold rush started in 1849, 49ers came out, water was simply a vehicle to wash gold out of the ground. I can remember reading an article from the Placer Herald in 1856, one of our historians dug it up for me, saying that because of the placer mining that was going on in the Sierras, that there was so much sedimentation that was washing down into the streams that for all intents and purposes, salmon were extinct in the Sierra. And that kind of a statement just gave us so much confidence in the ability of the salmon to survive. Our goal is to open up as many tributaries of the two rivers as possible because salmon are going extinct because there's no place for them to spawn. And we want to become a prototype for other groups helping to open up this remaining 737 tributaries of the two great rivers in California. Water was secondary. Gold in a capitalistic society was primal.
It's interesting how society's values change. After the gold rush slowed down, people were looking for other ways to create a livelihood. It was in that transition period that the land was recognized as a huge agricultural opportunity that was missing one ingredient, water.
Shortly after the turn of the century, it became much more important, water, again, not for fish, but for agriculture. And then Placer County, where Auburn Ravine is located, became one of the world's great producers of fruit. And when I was in elementary school at Ophir Elementary and at Placer High School, I worked for local ranchers. All of us kids did, picking pears, Bartlett pears, Santa Rosa plums, cherries, persimmons. And it became, as I say, world famous for its output of fruit. And then in 1955, the pear blight came along and destroyed the Bartlett pear crop. Many of the farmers in Ophir and the surrounding communities started selling their land for development. Houses came in, and then the water companies raised up the water contractors to provide water for residential living.
Ditches from the gold mining days and existing creeks and streams in the Sierra foothills define a unique water conveyance system that's used to this day. Municipal and agricultural activities use heavily the benefits of this flowing conveyance. Motivated to keep the environment and system safe and abundant, regulations, rules, and strategies have been created. Jack feels that enforcement from a state or federal regulating agency is many times problematic and slow-moving. A bottom-up approach may serve a better line of attack.
The top-down approach really hasn't worked well in California. There's so much bureaucracy. There's so much talking. All people are well intended, but you know that to move anything in a giant bureaucracy is next to impossible or glacially slow. So we believe that the people of California, you know, what did Margaret Mead said? She says, never underestimate the power of a small group of thoughtful people to change the world. In fact, that's the only thing that's ever changed the world. So we subscribe to Margaret Mead's philosophy. We believe that grassroots efforts and activism, starting with the people, will provide the messianic message to save salmon and steelhead on the Pacific coast. Nothing else is working. We know this will work.
Well, what are you waiting for? In these days of drought and other shortages, new ideas are the new gold. Water conservation, reuse, recharge programs, groundwater management, new schemes for water transfers and banking are just a few of the topics needing a triple-shot espresso jolt with your participation. The time is now. Jack's doing it. How about you? Fundamental to our lives and environment, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.